No, I do not have it here as such. What I can say that, yes, what we see is a global trend towards a better compliance, I would say, with the, but it's true to say also that a number of countries and some numbers are coming from very, very far away before they, but the global trend is this one, and we analyze this as a positive influence of the collective thinking. And the more you have signatory countries, the more the countries who have signed are following the rules. Pre-notifications, for example, have become standard behavior, if not always the case. At least we have seen very, very good progress from a number of states, different states, who did not, were not really always complying with this kind of moral obligations, and who are clearly more and more compliant with this. Because, and this is something we keep saying, the efficiency of such a tool relies on the fact that the signatory countries will abide by the rule and play the game. And so this is a tendency. I can tell you the figures, but this is something that's followed, I know, very much, especially by the Australian Board of Contact on this. Sorry. Are there any other questions about these developments, or no? Okay, so maybe a last, I would say, turn of the table. I would ask you first about the relationship between these current issues as addressed by the ECOC, which is curbing the proliferation of ballistic missile technologies and creating more transparency, and the link with larger issues involving the use of space, etc. How do you see this? How do you see this connection? And then how do you assess the best approach we could have in the field of the space security issues? Maybe taking the ECOC as an example, linking it more narrowly, or keeping this in different spheres. How do you assess this? And I would go towards Isabel and Tal also for asking them about how they assess this evolution of space technologies and what should be done maybe in advance to prevent, not prevent the advance of these space technologies, but to prevent misunderstandings. And so from your perspective as a chair, how would you position such a tool like the ECOC as an example to follow for space, maybe? Or more as something that could serve as a platform, or how do you see this?